But let's retouch this again. Well, Yaakov, any I read is Buhumaya. The time of Mishom is Mizunta. Okay. In a very kvetchy, beginning of this man without the kvetch, what came first? Is Taisus is the Gemara, because time is Shemitunta Kedamri Gemara, and therefore Taisus says Kohani Ari this way Maya. Or what came first is Taisus has an observation for some reason Kohani this way Maya, and then he says time is Shemitunta. I just say very kvetchy shaila. In other words, why does Taiva say in a different language? Why did Taiva say, Kohani Ari Disbe Maya? Is that because time of Mishom Misunta? In other words, since time of Mishom Misunta, therefore you have to say, Kohani Ari Disbe Maya. In other words, apparently there's a shtiko chiddush that's Kohani Ari Disbe Maya. It's a chiddush, it's an observation. It's, I don't know, it's not like it's Taiva's making the point. So is Taivas making the point because, is that a derivative? Since it says later in the Gemara, time is Shem Mitzunta, so therefore you have to say, Kohani Ari Dispo Maya. Or is it the other way around? First, Taivas, for some reason, had an agenda to say, Kohani Ari Dispo Maya, because that helps to explain some question. And then he says, and you know why? And the reason is, this is the timer. Right? What do you people think?
In Pashtus, it would make sense that the time of Shem Mitzunta comes first, because that he has a proof for. That he has, you know, it seems like without that, you know, he would stick to the Kolmara Vemara.
Right. Yes, I agree. But a little bit in the lotion is not so much in that way. Like, you know.
I mean, he's making a statement that argues on the Ramban and on Rashi.
Okay. But the question is, what's motivating Tavis to make that statement? So what Sandy's saying, which is a pashas, is that the motivation is because time is Shemisunta, community Gemara. So really the order of Taivis should be the inverse. Taivis should say, you look at the Gemara later, the reason for the Mishnah Mesunta. Therefore, you have to say a Chiddush that Kohani Ari did say Bumaya, which might be different than other Mishnah.
He's giving you the end result, and he's saying the reason is because of the Gemara and Daf Yotes.
Okay, but what's happening is that the reason why he's saying, Taivis goes, Kohani Ari did say Mesunta. Why are you saying that? What's that? How do you know? You say other Mishnah disagree. Where Taivis you get that from? The reason is because that's a derivative of taima. So really, the taima comes first. I'm not asking a kash. I'm just, you know, the difference is is that the guys asked me in my morning share a kvetchi kasha, but it's not such a kvetchi kasha. I think we might have asked it too, and I don't remember anymore. Is that why is this taivis over here? Now the lechaira. Taivis has a stira between two Gemaras. He has a stira between the Gemara on Amud Beis that says Komara Mara. Gomachis, which means that the Mechayev, Sibas Mechayev is the digging, and it's Gira Delay. And the Gemara on Yotes says that the reason of the mission, Mishum Mishunta. So there's a stira. So the guys asked, so that doesn't belong on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is fine. There's no problem on the Mishnah. So anyone who reads the Mishnah doesn't have to walk away with any problem. It's a stira between the Gemara, two Gemaras.
So, we asked this last week, and then we said Moram said that was goof what he's bothered by, and he has a hechros of why that he addressed Rashi. That's what we did the Moram. That's what was Moram's kash and his teretz.
So Moram is saying that okay, I agree with you. I didn't remember that we said it, but I agree. In other words, Moram, you look in the Moram. The Moram says, Lashon exactly. The Ram says, "Right, Salomar, the Delok of the Masha Perish Rashi." In other words, so Taisus, the word "Right, Salomar," Pashas, that's what the Ram is saying. Is the Ram is bothered by this Kasha? Why does Taisus say it here? Taisus is he's coming to tell you, not like Rashi. So first of all, though, they're not like the simple Mashmos of Rashi. But it's not so pashut. In other words, first of all, Taivis doesn't even quote Rashi. It's like, according to Maram, the whole Taivis is coming to the Fuge from Rashi. You know, the Taivis doesn't even bother quoting him.
Yes, that last week as well.
What?
That was Akasha last week as well.
Yeah. Okay. So the Maisa, I'm just making a different suggestion. That if you say a medayik in the lashon that ko ani ayri disbe maya, Taivis has an agenda why he's saying that. Not because of time and shemisim sunto. There's another reason. There's some other reason why Taivis is pointing that out. Ko ani ayri disbe maya.
You know, that fuke maram. Would be another pshat. Rebbe saying, Maram. Is there another pshat besides Maram? What
right. Was? Right. I'm saying not like the Maram. I'm saying if you read, if you learn read Taisus, that the reason why Taivis said Kohari Ayri Dismay Maya is not a result of Taim Mishum Mesunta, but that is a fakir. Taim Mishum Mesunta is a result of Kohari Ayri. In other words, Taivis reads the Mishnah. And Taivis, for whatever reason, has an observation based on some kasha, I don't know what, that look at that, ko ani ayri disbe maya, which Taivis feels is like strange. Why all the others, if it's the digging, then why is it they pick only cases of maya? Taivis says, because you know that's the water. Time is shum misunta. In other words, Taivis is starting the other way. Taivis looks at the Mishnah, and he has an observation that ko hani ayri disbe maya, that came first. That observation, forces Taivis to say the time is shum misunta, and that's why Taivis has this problem over here. In other words, if not for this observation, the opening line, like Rabbi Meltzer of Nosson said, that other Rishayim don't agree that all the reasons of the Mishnah Mishum Mesunta. Apparently, Gemara on Yutes is not so muchruch, right? Even though Taivis brings a raya from the Gemara, but there's apparently different ways of reading that Gemara. So maybe the way of reading Taivis is Taivis starts out with a Kohani Ayri Disbe Maya. That's an observation, which causes us to say, not like...
Ayri sounds like a Rukimta, no?
What?
Doesn't Ayri sound like a Rukimta?
No, maybe but not that Taivis is making an Rukimta. Maybe Taivis is pointing out that this is the Rukimta. And I guess, like, every single case that's mentioned in the Mishnah is a case, Disbe Maya. So
maybe Taisus was
maybe it's like Taivis is like bothered. I would say, I'm sorry, should I cut you off? What?
No, I was just saying that there's a big difference between it's called Mara Mara and it's a din where there's water and the Mesunta. It's a much more down the road Hezek. It's lo yachbar. It's much more down the road. So Taisus is right away saying that it's I don't want to call Giri Delay getting involved in that, but it's a much further. The hezek that tries to make that thing versus that tries to come along, but
the question is, And we're asking them around the kasha. The question is, why does Taivis write on the Mishnah? Why did Taivis, there's a stira between the Gemara, you know, there's the Gemara on Yud Zayin Mabei says it's because of Gira Delay of Komara Mara. The Gemara on Yud Tei says it's Mishum Misunta. So what have to do with the Mishnah? Right, which you felt is what the Maram is bothered by. So I'm making a suggestion based on this extra line in Taisis that what happened was the inverse, the order started converse. Taisis has and starts with a kasha. What a unusual coincidence. Every single case that the Mishnah mentions is a water. You know, there are a lot of cases of digging. You can dig for a foundation. You're making a house. You dig a basement. You dig to plant a tree. There could be numerous reasons why a person digs in his chaser. Yet, interesting enough, kol hani ayri dismamaya. So it's an amazing coincidence. Tarot says it's mashma that it's the time of mishum misunta. You know, that's the explanation. It's not just a coincidence.
How did Tosis know that the aside? Everything is because of Mayim. How does he know that?
No, maybe Tosis knows the Metzius. Tosis not like this. I'm saying like this. Tosis read the Mishnah.
Well, and the Ramban argues in
the Metzius. These cases, a boar is for a well. A siach, ma'arav, emes, amayim. These are all, Tosis knows the Metzius. That these are all things that are made for water. Why?
It's like it's Rishonim on Metzius. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, we anyway have it. Like Rishonim Taivis. And as Taivis is assuming, for some reason, that these are all, in other words, the way I would be saying it, that this Taivis is starting out with this premise that these cases are always by Maya. Not because Taivis was forced into it. It's because Taivis is by observation.
And then because the Gemara turns off your test.
I understand.
The Gemara says at the end,
I understand, but that's a Srikhasa. But I'm just being Taivis like this. Taivis says, Kohani, I just mean Maya. Taivis making an observation. That observation is like, you know, what we say, lightning doesn't strike three times at the same, it's coincidental. If you learn Pshat in the Mishnah is called Mara Mara, and then the Isler is Lo Yachfor, it says Lo Yachfor. You learn Pshat, Pshat, the problem is digging, even if it's with Mara Dinei, Gira Dinei, not Gira Dinei, but the problem is because you're making a hole. So why is it that the Mishnah picked only cases where you're digging and there's water? There are so many other cases of digging. You can dig for a building. You dig for you dig to make a building. You dig to make a plant a tree. You dig to make a storage area. I don't know. So therefore Tivis makes an observation that or at least say the other that Tivis was bothered by Akasha. Why doesn't it pick other cases of digging? You know, there's. That would be another. I would say Tovis is bothered by Akasha. The Mishnah says, oh, Yachfor. So then it gives all these examples. Vosep is these examples. Why not other examples? There are plenty of other examples of digging. So Tovis answers, because Kohani Ayar Dispa Maya, the time of Shem Misunta, because I'm going to be Gemara.
But he didn't have the Gemara.
What?
Backing
it up with the Gemara, okay.
He didn't have that Gemara. He wouldn't make the observation according to Rebbe, or he would?
Without the Gemara, but the Gemara is a riot to him. But the hechloch, in other words, this is to answer this kasha. The Tovis is hechloch is not because of the Gemara. The Gemara is not what made the problem. The Gemara is helping Tovis. Tovis has a problem. Why do you pick? Why the Mishnah picked these cases and not the why did they pick a case of they claimed in Florida two years ago, right, that big building fell down, right? Everyone knows, right? There was a big scandal, whatever it is. So the building fell down. So they claimed that the reason why it fell down was the reason because they were building a building next to it. So they weaken the foundation. That was one of the theories, a lot of theories why it happened. But so that could be okay. You know, you build the yachver a building next to the other guy. You know, you're building a building. You're making a cellar. You're making a foundation. You're making a. So why did they say that? So Teret, so to emphasize is, Kohani Ari, this Bumaya, the time is Shem Sunta, community Gemara. Oh, now I got a Kasha.
Which means that anything else that's built would be Sud Basidi. If somebody's making a building or anything else, he's gonna have to secure it. These are the only things that a person's not gonna secure. It could just be Pashtas.
You're stop arguing me. I didn't come to ask that Kasha. I came to say that's what's bothering Davis. I came to say an answer. I'm trying to answer the Kvetchi, especially if you're right that the Maram is asking this question, and you see it's a valid question. In other words, if you are right, which it does sound, the Maram is bothered by this Kasha, that it's a valid Kvetchi Kasha here. What is Davis doing here? He should have been written, wait until later. So it's a little doichy that he's doing because of Rashi. You never mentioned Rashi. So I'm saying that Stam, there's an introduction line in Tysus.
The way Rabbi's answering the question sounds like Rabbi's question was, why is it here? This is a stira and two Gemaras, independent of the Mishnah. The Eishloimar, Gemara number two on Daf Yotes is Mukhrach. Mishnah, sort of. So this is the place for the Kasha.
Right, because what happened was the sequence of Taivis in order is Taivis started with that Kasha. Taivis starts with that Kasha. He starts with the question, I don't understand the Mishnah. He looks at the Mishnah, says, oh, Yachvar. Why? So there's a million cases of Yachvar. Why? What's up with these cases? There it is, because of Misunta. Oh, then I got it. Wait, but I got Stira.
Why didn't he wait till Lamed Beis? That's not a Kasha.
Well, no, because once he has to commit himself that it's only if you didn't have this Kasha, he could have said a Yachvar means any kind of Yachvars. It makes no difference whether it's Yachvar for water, Yachvar for building. But now he says a Yachvar, and it has to be only with Mayim. So then I got a Kasha.
One aura is that the Lashon of Tosfos of Ayri, I think maybe Chaim mentioned this before, is that Ayri sounds like it could have said Kolhani Boyrois. Ayri sounds like there's two ways you could read the words, but he's making an Okimta as opposed to Kolhani Boyrois, Hainu Boyrois. This poem.
Even if you say that, I still have a point. He's saying Tosfos maybe had an understood problem that why do you pick these cases and not other cases? So he's answering because he's making an Okimta that these are all with water. But in other words, the beauty of what I'm saying, I mean, it's just very fetchy, but the beauty is it answers two questions. It answers the why Tavis asked the Kasha here, which apparently there is a real, the Mashmah, the Maram was bothered by. And it answers what the introduction line of Tavis is. So the sequence, according to the simple pshat, Tavis is out of order. Tavis should have said, time of the Mishum Misunta Kamina Gemara, it's Sarach Leimar, to Kohani Ari Dispamaya. But now the order is good.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing to argue with the Maram?
Okay. It's not a fair question.
Okay.
What was that Kasha again?
What?
What's the Kasha again?
He wants to know whether it's good or bad to argue with the Maram. He wants to know, okay, I don't know.
So according to this pshat, Tosfos Kasha was, there's a lot of extra words because the Mishnah should have just said, lo yachbar samuch l'barash
chaveroi. Or if you want to make a million game, right, either don't say any cases or say a million cases. But what happens?
Well, obviously, right. It's basically a kasha on the Mishnah directly.
Right. And that's very nice. So it's right here, the kasha.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, let's go by. I was just having a little fun. But that is that first line. I do think there is something funny about the sequence order. That Kol Ani Ari Dispamei Maya, in the simple shot, it should have came second. So, okay. All right, so let's continue. Tamei Rei, Ma'amrina be Gemara, call Mara Mara to call Machis, which means that it's a digging that causes a problem. Ma'omeri, the low Ka'omar Eda, Shemi Oisla Shah Masko Hezek. Hezek starts it. So I think last time, the first thing that we stopped on is we wanted to know, what does Taisus mean? Does Taisus mean, but there would be Archaka based Fakim? Which is what the Lashon is mashma. Or no, the Hachaga Gimel Tvachim is a noun. Hachaga Gimel Tvachim is a way you describe the Hachaga of the Mishnah. So it's like saying the Hachaga of the Mishnah. And Mameda, there is nothing, because there is no such thing as Hachaga to Tvachim. There's only Hachaga Gimel Tvachim. The only harchaka that we have is the Mishnah's harchaka of Gimel Tvachim. So, the Havi harchaka Gimel Tvachim, which means you don't have the harchaka, this harchaka, and then maybe there is the harchaka.
Right? Is there ever such a thing as two tvachim? Is there ever in halacha such a thing as a smaller share?
You're asking a person, we have to ask Rabbi, have not some other, some people have some pikiyas here.
Maybe there is no such thing, like Rabbi said on that second side. Maybe we don't. Not even like there is another option.
Right. In other words, especially it could be these are like takanas rabbanan. I don't know if there's any. We find such a concept. I don't know.
Reb Nachum wants to say some machlokas tosas and tosa rush.
If what
he says, whether without three tefachim, with chafir alone, would you have to stay away, or you don't have to stay away at all?
I think, what does he want
to
say?
He says, "Vadaik and Lashon Tais, he should stay away one or two tefachim." And the Rosh seems to hold you don't have to stay away at all.
Right.
That's okay. Where Reb Nachum sets it up.
Okay, so I was mechaving. That's why, if you notice, I sent you the about a minute before Shir, the Taivis Arash, because the Taivis Arash does say, I sent the Shita. There is no Taivis Arash, but the Shita quotes the Taivis Arash. I don't know if we have a say for Taivis Arash.
No, it's all in the Shita.
So the Taivis Arash clearly says that you wouldn't have to be Marchik at all. But the question is, this gets into, you know, this is a Hashkafa Shaita that we've had, and I know Sandy remembers, I'm sure we did this already many times over the year, that there's two opposite Hashkafas. On one end, there's a Hashkafa that Rishiva was very big in trying to avoid Machlokes Rishayim. Because, you know, why should there be a machlokes? Rishayim should agree with each other. You know, there's one MS. On the other hand, we're very medayik and lashon. So what happens if the lashon is mashma that there's a machlokes, but you can dray the lashon and make it that there's no machlokes? So which yisai takes precedence? Do you prefer draying the lashon to get the advantage of no machlekes, or do you prefer to be medayik in the lashon and make a machlekes? Right.
Yeah, but in this case, you see the Ramban, for instance, and the Ritva, they hold that the Chafira alone and Rashi, that alone is enough of a mazik to be marchik gimel tvachim.
Yes. So therefore,
if you learn that Taisus held that you should be marchik one or two, it minimizes the machlekes between the Ramban and Taisus.
No, I don't know if it minimizes, because we're saying if we learn that Taivis holds that in order to say that Taivis held like the Rush, you don't have to be Marchik at all, then you have to. Why did Taivis say, how are you going to be, if you wanted to fit Taivis into the Rush, so how do you miyashiv the Lashon? So the way to miyashiv the Lashon is like I was saying before, that there is no such thing called Harchaka of Tutfachim. It doesn't exist. So it's either all or nothing. Either you fit, you know, these harchaka, especially the Taivis, the Rush, says the Farish that these are dine derabbanans. These are not din deraisas.
Why are we assuming it's like one or two tfachim? Isn't it like tali? If it's a jackhammer, it might be 30 tfachim. If it like what I mean, why is Rebbe? Maybe it's 30 tfachim. Like what? Why?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Is that it's mashmah that we don't may not find. You know, there's Tavis is lashon. Is Rav Nochem make the tig and Tavis is lashon? Sorry, chaka gimel tfachim. You need a chaka tfachim, but you need a chaka two tfachim. But I'm.
No, but I'm saying even that
advocating to argue with the Rav Nachman that
what's
that,
the logic of
that Tosfos meant you don't need Archak at all. What do I do with the Lashon? So I'm answering your question. I think that what I do with the Lashon is because I say that these Archakas are Takanas Achamim. So it's not like you said, what if it's a jackhammer? There are no we don't make up new Takanas. The Takanas, we have Takanas a Chazal made. Right, if you should look at the Tavis and Rush inside, but the Tavis says clearly that this whole din of Harchaka is a takanas hachamim, not a din deraisa. That because you're mazik me, you got to be marchik. It's a din derabban. Apparently, it's not a real hezek.
Either way, it's never more than three.
Oh, maybe there could be in a situation of it getting more than three. And maybe there could be a situation. It could be.
This is clear.
So the reason why Tavis says he means that you don't need this harchaka. This harchaka, the name of this harchaka, when you want to describe the harchaka of the Mishnah, it's called harchaka gimel tvachim. And once you don't have this the harchaka of the Mishnah, then you got zero. There ain't no such thing as two.
But according to Rav Nachum, I'm saying, why would it be two? I'm saying it depends on the case, though. No, it could be more or less. Like,
What's the svara to say that there's only in this situation is there a din archaka gimel tfakim, but some other situation where you might be mazik your neighbor, but it's not these cases that three tfakim makes a difference, that all of a sudden there's no takana? The reason for the takana is still there.
Because we don't necessarily go by the reason, we go by the takana.
Yeah, but in such takanas a case, what was the whole makar for the takana? The whole makar for the takana was
jackhammers in the time of Chazal.
It's not a jackhammer. In time of Chazal, I'm sure there were things that were mazik more than others.
I don't know. So they made
everything was only mazik to be tvachim.
They made a tzura a takana.
That's why we don't put up big Hanukkah menorahs in Times Square. It's very good Pirsum and Nisa, but that's not the takana. Takana is a little light in a small room. And
Who says?
Right, then you got to get us controversial. We don't know. You don't know who's listening here. You know? You got to get me put in trouble. See, you know, don't get.
Maybe you could say, I mean, once we're going already off on the Lashon, in other words, we're a little draining the Lashon a little bit. Why don't we say that when Tosfos says, Lo bar hachaka gimel tfachim, same like Rebbe's saying, it's hachaka of gimel tfachim, but that's just the name of it. But really, whatever number would apply in that case, that's what he means.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I can't, maybe. But okay, let's look at the Tavis at the Russians, like just because it's good background. In other words, the question is, it makes a nafkamina. I mean, I before I got there. In other words, this Chakira makes a nafkamina in the Havana and Tisus, because if you say like Rav Nachum that Tavis means to say that even without the water you have to be marchik a little. There's the big question, and then let's just summarize it. The big question that we had on last Wednesday is what's Chad and Tavis' svara? That it sounds like, you know, you're two dead horses, that the digging alone shouldn't do it. The water alone doesn't do it. You have both together, you're chayim. Like, so if you learn it right, Rav Nochem, that the digging alone is mechayev you to be marchik, so it's not so shver, because the digging alone is mechayev you to be marchik. Now the question is how much. Okay, so once you have to be marchik, so it's a little bit like Gilgul Shvuah. you gotta be marchik. So then, listen, we wouldn't have been mechayiv you to be marchik for water because it's not giyur delay. But once you anyway have to be marchik, so we'll tell you to be marchik for the non giyur delay too. It's not such a I don't know. It seems like a not such a crazy svara that once you're we only motivated to tell you to be marchik for giyur delay. But once we're already telling you to be marchik, you have to do it. So do it right. Once you're doing it already, do it right. You know, such a svara. I wouldn't have told you to go to the store. I wouldn't have told you to build a sukkah. But once you're building it already, so build it right. So do it right. Once you're being marchik, okay, in order to be chayiv, you to be marchik, you need a gear delay. But once you're being marchik, okay, so be marchik. Do it right. But if you learn if you learn that Taisus means like the type is a rush, Sarah, it's much harder to hear. Because if you learn Pshat is that without the water, this gear delay is not enough gear delay to be mechayev you, because it's missing in the fact that there's no real hezek. So it's not enough to be mechayev you. So there's no thing. Oh, once you're being marchik anyway, I don't have to be marchik. So now I got two things, which each one is not, is totally unrelated, and each one is not. I don't have to be marchik for the digging, because even though it's gear delay, but it causes minimal hezek. There's not enough hezek to obligate me to be marchik. I don't have to be marchik for the water. Because that gear delay, you put the two together like that. That's already two dead horses, right? That's much worse. If you learn like the Taivis or Rush, then it's much harder to understand Taivis as Svara Nechaira. So maybe we should look at the Taivis or Rush. Now Taivis or Rush, I think anyway, is not Taisis, because I don't know if you can fit Taivis into Taisis. But the question is. Well, even if he's not Taivis, on this point without the water, you don't have the marchik is Taivis and Taiv Rush agreeing. And let's read the Taivis and Rush. You people have the Taivis and Rush. I sent it about like 1 minute before the shiur. I had a little trouble sending it because the yeshiva's computer, whatever.
You must have a sheet and you have a kovetz. In the COVID.
I sent a computerized copy. Right? No, it should be there, no?
Yeah, I downloaded it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I copied
it. Let's read the piece inside. Well, the Pirish Atais is kosher. Right? The second piece in the second paragraph in the Sheet of Mikubetsis. Well, the Pirish Atais is kosher. So, I'm reading like what I call Mara Mara. Okay, so he skips the beginning. So we don't know. He skips the beginning. So we don't know. The truth is the Pirish HaTaivis is in the Rajba. It's sort of like this is a continuation of the Rajba said, B'taivis amru the time of the Kuhim Aslidu Shem Mituntahu. Yeah, if you look in the first piece, I'm just going back to the first piece in the Shita. Yesh misha pirish to call ani afidu lekamaya. The time of Mishun Damadik Biadayin. Right, so it sounds like that it's not so simple to make such an ukimta. It's also like you guys made a deed that Tavis says Iri. He's also sound like he's making him an ukimta. The call honey, I feel like a Maya. We tied this arm with the time of the Kumasin and Shunda Misu. Say, okay. All right. Anyway, so now it comes on the Tavis Hiraj. With a Pirish Atais, He's sort of blending the Taisus HaRosh with the Rajba. I don't know if that's really the way the Taisus HaRosh was written. You know, like he skipped the beginning of Taisus, he skipped the beginning of the Taisus HaRosh, because he's relying on the Rajba for the beginning of the Taisus HaRosh.
It's not Mukrach. It could be separate Svaras.
What?
It's not Mukrach. It's separate paragraphs.
But what's it, a Perisha Taisus Kasha? What's Perisha Taisus? You think the piece started with Perisha Taisus Kasha?
Maybe.
I don't know. He has to tell him what Taisus says. He should quote Taisus. You know, I'm assuming that the Taisus HaRosh quoted Taisus. And then he said the Perisha Taisus Kasha. So I'm assuming that I would think that the Shita chopped it. Either he chopped it and he maybe even added his own introductory line. I hard to believe the Taisus. I never a Taisus HaRosh starts this way. The Perisha Taisus Kasha, and he doesn't tell you what Taisus says, and you know, he just starts it. That's how the Taisus HaRosh started. He doesn't tell you what Taisus says. He just, the Perisha Taisus Kasha. What Taisus? Look it up. I don't know.
Taisus HaRosh himself would say it like Taisus. He would say it as Taisus said it. He would just say the words of Taisus.
He would say the Kasha, you know.
Right.
I mean, or if he wants to quote other, I don't even know if the Taisus HaRosh ever quotes Taisus, because I'm not enough of a history. Taisus HaRosh himself wrote a Taisus, so would he write Taisus? Would the Taisus HaRosh quote somebody else called Taisus? I don't know. Anyone know such a Bikias? Does the Taisus HaRosh refer to some Rishon called Taisus?
I saw in one of the Akdamas of the printed ones, I saw it said that this is the Rosh's version of it's a version, one of the versions of Taisus that were out there.
Right, and we know that. In other words, the Rosh was a late Baal Taisus. He was a late Baal Taisus, one of the later ones. So the Rosh, the Taisus is a Messiah. That's why all the Taisuses are similar. They're similar, but not the same, because they could be even hundred years apart. But there was a Messiah that was given over, Baal Peh, the Messiah of the Taisus. So there are different people who wrote up the Messiah, and they use their own words to explain it. They explained it the way they understood it, sticking in their own Havana. Right? And
so that would.
I was thinking of Sandy. You're thinking about how in Rashi and Chumash, they sometimes the printer puts in his own, you know, they mess things up. I guess.
Rabbi, does that mean they were their own understanding of Rabbeinu Tam or some particular Baal Taisus?
I didn't see you. Okay, I don't know. I just can't tell you a funny story. Now go off on a tangent. I was in New York this week, and they called me to say a shmooze. So I prepared a shmooze from memory. So I was preparing a shmooze on a kash on a Rambam. There's a famous Rambam that says that Hashem doesn't take Shaychad, because what does it mean? Hashem, the Mishnah says Hashem, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Hashem doesn't take Shaychad. So the Rambam says it means that even if you do a lot of mitzvahs, you can't cancel out the mitzvahs with the Averas. But if you did an Avera, you gotta get punished for your Avera. You can't say, you can't bargain. Get rid of one mitzvah and one Avera, and then we'll call it a day. No. You get all this schar for all your mitzvahs, and you get punished for your Averas. And he brings a riot from Moshe Rabbeinu, that even though Moshe had so many mitzvahs, he got punished for his one Avera. So I remembered, what was the one Avera that Moshe did that he got punished for? So the way I remembered it is that Shimon, that Moshe, with the Maimur on him, and then he didn't get to go into Eretz Yisrael because of that. So I built the shmooze on that. Anyway, I come about a half an hour before the shmooze, and I actually look at the Rambam inside, something you shouldn't do, but I was very busy, whatever. Didn't look at that inside. And the Rambam just says that Moshe did an aveira, that he was koas.
Right.
And the printer footnotes it, Sochem, I forgot what daf. And in Sochem, on that daf, it says that Moshe got angry at the soldiers of the Midian. That when they went ahead and they didn't, when they went to Midian and they didn't kill the Nekevis. And because of that, he forgot the halacha. Koakoyes, Nevuoso, whatever, I forgot the lunch, and he loses his Nevuah. Well, the Gemara doesn't say it was a punishment, but it could be that it was a punishment. Gemara just says, Koakoyes, Nevuoso, Mistalekas, Mimenu. So the printer, the Rambam just says Moshe got koas, and Hashem punished him for that. So the printer said, what's Moshe koas? It's not the Memorah. The Memorah was that he didn't hit they hit the rock. But the koas, so basically I got my whole shmooth got shlugged up. But you should.
It's wrong. The Ramban and Chumash says that the koas was by Memoriva.
Right. I happen to know that too, because it's in the Chidush Alei, so I know that, Ramban. So Rabban says that the Memorarim was cast. So I said, how do I know that this guy who put the footnote and he made the Maramoko and the Rambam is quoting the right source? He says that the Rambam, Moshe Koas, they got punished.
That's a separate thing.
Which Koas is he referring to? So sure enough, I looked at the other Rishayim, the fancy, you know, edition of the Avos. Is we have other Rishayim, they have a Rashbatz, which is a Rishon. So he quotes the Rambam, and he says, Beferish, the Rambam's quoting the punnet that Moshe Koas, and he said, Shimon no Hamoirim. And because of that, he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. So Mr. Footnote blew it. The footnote, he put in the text, he wrote inside the text, the Psochem, Daf, whatever. He's 100% wrong.
And that fits in with what Rebbe always goes. The Bach is always Rebbe's always questioning and fighting with from the Messiah, from his father. It's all against them.
Outside of the Bach, but okay. Anyway, so that was it. So how did I get to here? I don't remember.
It reminds me, Rebbe had a
claiming that the Tavis Arush, someone he definitely changed it a little bit.
Yeah. Rebbe told us a story once that Rebbe was giving a Daf Yomi Shir in Young Israel Forest Hills, and the Baal Bus asked the next step of the Gemara or something like that, and Rebbe...
That's something else. Yes. I remember my stories. Okay. Yes. And he didn't know, and I didn't know, and he didn't know, so we were both okay. Okay, anyway, so let's read the Tavis Arush. But just for the record, if you have an edition of the Mishnayos, and that Mishnah is a mistake, I say there's a mitzvah to correct your Mishnayos Avos on the end of the fourth parak. It's only in the ones with the Nekudos and the Mishnah where they have. Okay. But Pirish Akalis with Kasha, Amir, and Gemara, Komara Mara, Kosh Kosha, the Taisis. I can't believe that that's the Lashon of the Tavis Arush. I don't know. But Pirish Akalis Kasha, Kosha, Kosha, the Taisis. I would doubt that's the Lashon of the Tavis Arush because the Tavis Arush was a
Taisis. Should I be reading from the Shita?
Yes.
We're
second paragraph.
Lefirish?
For the Pirish. So this is supposed to be Lashon Harush, the Taisel. So he says, if it's Pirish HaTaisis, Kosha, Kibosha, Kosu, Vitaisis. So I know, we're just saying that it doesn't sound like the way the Rush, who himself is about Taisis, is going to say, it just doesn't sound like the way he would write.
No.
First of all, because he shouldn't call him Tisus, and he doesn't tell us what Tisus says. So
okay. It's very possible that it starts from the B'yesh Lomar, that the Lashon HaRosh starts from the B'yesh Lomar.
Yeah, right. I would assume so.
Exactly. That was the Shita. The Shita put that in as the Dibra Maskil.
Yes. Yes, that's probably, I would agree. Or so it's like he's editing a little bit. Or he's putting an introductory, even though we assume the Shita is just a cutting and pasting, but there's a little bit of editing here. Yes, that's what it seems to be. I would agree with. I think so. So, and a time to call Marfa Ara saw Anu Nidvarav. Loimar, the fear of Yosef Saran is an archik. As Asmo, Hoga molded the Xas Masma Nezichas Kafira. When we call them Ikra Nezich, Shishriko, Achom and Archiko, Shishriko, Anatam Yisunta. Okay. So, the Taivis Arash is what the Rav Nachum makes a diik from the Taivis Arash, that he says, to me high time of the Lord, the Achomim Masino Sol Laharchik, the Choshev Kudai Hezekah. So it's Lashon, it's Mashra from the Taivis Arash, that you would not have to be Marchik at all. So this is a very interesting question, which Rav Nachum is mentioning from Rav Nachum. Is our Taivis agreeing with that, or disagreeing? So Rav Nachum is saying that our Taivis disagrees. And there's a Machlokes Rishayim, even though the Taivis Arash is going into Antaisis, but that's okay, that's not a problem at all. But Taisis, well, our Taisis and the Taivis Arash's Taisis are arguing with each other. That's what Rav Nachum says, which is happens all the time. It's a legitimate. That our type is holds you have to be marchik two tfachim, so to speak. And the type is a Rosh is saying, period. So the Rav Nachum is saying there's a machlokes. So, but I'm personally inclined, I don't know, you know, it's just a question of what hits you. That in this particular case, I don't think that the diik from Taivis Zoshin is so strong. Because I think that the answer that we gave, that it's a noun, hachokas shlosha tfachim, is a proper description. So
like
I
do not
make a machlekes rishayim. What?
Like cheskes gimel shalom.
Right. Something. Right. So that's right. That's a good example. Cheskes gimel shalom. Yeah, you know that if Davis and Rosh would say lo mahani hocha cheskes gimel shalom. He can't make a deal. That means Cheskes Dawit Shanim would help. Right? And again, that's what it's called. Cheskes Gimel Shanim.
If there was such a Chazaka of Dalit, maybe yes. What do you mean? If that's because that's the only Chazaka.
Well, over here,
Alzeh on Redonin. That's
the show. So fine, do some Bekias. See, I put you in charge of Bekias and find that there's such a thing as two Tzvachim. And then we'll talk. But just like I'm claiming that there isn't such a thing, and he's down the Mishnah here, and therefore, just like Cheskes, we say no Cheskes Gimel Shad, and it means that's what it is. There's no Archaka Gimel Tzvachim, and there's nothing. There's no right. I'm in a gutsy mood. I'm arguing. I argue with the Maram, right, and then I got hidden over a, so I can argue with the Rav Nachum for sure.
Rabbi, they quote the Vilna Gaon as saying that Taisus is. That's what they quote here. I don't know, but that's what they do. And he says it doesn't mean, meaning he says it means
who are you
less.
Quoting? Please tell me, who are you quoting?
One of the nice cheats for him, quote the Goyen in Kufnan Hay, Simlal Alps, says, Ratzolim is Samuch Mamish. That's the Goyen's Lashon.
Yeah, so he's saying that he's saying not like, and he says that on Taisus?
Yes. Okay, Kapirish Taishas, you're Zayin Amanal. They're Masl Lil Yachbar.
That's the Bira Grah, the Bira Grah in Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
Uh-huh. So you're bringing a Raya from the Grah. Assuming
it says what?
Where is this Grah? If I just look inside.
Shulchan Aruch. The Bira Grah. Nunhei Laman Aleph.
What does it say, Shmuel?
I'll post it, but it says in Kufnunhei Laman Aleph. Ratzalam is Samach Mamish. Kapirish Taisus Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Tiv Masl Lil Yachbar. Kach Kasa Rajba. Shem Taisus.
Kufnun Hei Lam.
That's not the Bir Hagra.
Bir Hagra.
The Bir Hagra says V'chein Kasa Rajba.
You don't have to Marchik Hero. That's it. You don't have to
Marchik Hero. V'kach Kasa V'Harajba V'chein Kasa V'Harajba. I don't know. Why can't Bir Hagra?
What's the context of Samach Mamish? Meaning that he would be allowed to do Samach Mamish?
No,
saying not like me. He's saying Pumfaker to me. Huh? He's bringing up that the Ramah says,
right?
Who did Borsha Aimbo Mayim Klau? Osir lachfor samach likosu chaveiro. Yisorach letakein lefi einei umnin habikiyim bekach. In other words, the it's very interesting.
There could be a two.
Let's see what you said. So here we got it. But it's not a Gemara. It's a Beis Yosef B'Shem HaRashba. The Beis Yosef B'Shem HaRashba says that a boy she'embo mayim klau osir lachvor samach likosu chaveiro. But how much you have to be marchik? That's what the Rajba said. That it's not a clear amount, not like me. And the Gra on that says, Rod Salaimar Samach Mamish. Now Samach Mamish is that you're not allowed to be Samach Mamish, and that Samach Mamish is usher.
But not two tzvachim.
But two tzvachim might be okay.
But not some. But in other words, it's not
right,
like
that's what I'm saying.
I was saying that Tavis holds like the Rush, and the Rush says that you're allowed to be. You're allowed once the Rush says that when there's no water, you don't have to be marchik. You mean you don't have to be marchik at all, and you can be mamish samach mamish. And he's saying that you can't be samach mamish. Rav Salam Rav Samach Mamish means you can't be Samach Mamish.
He's going on the Ramah. The Bira Gra is going on the Ramah.
Yeah, Ramah's going on the Ramah. The Ramah says that you're not allowed to be Samech. And the Gra says, what does it mean you're not allowed to be Samech? You're not allowed to be Samech Mamish.
Yeah.
Which he's saying, so he's saying, like Rav Nochem. Okay, I gotta admit, he's saying the Gra is saying that Pshat and Tosis is that you do have to be Marchik, just not three.
There isn't a between.
Right. In other words, the Ramah says that a Bor She'ebo Mayim is Osir Lachvor, which is not like the Rush. The Rush says that you're allowed to be Chayfer a Bor She'ebo Mayim. Right, that's the Rush. So the Beis Yosef is interestingly paskening, bringing a Rajba. And this is the Ramah, the end of Sif Yud, in Kuf Nun Hey Yud. The Ramah is saying that you have to be that even if it ain't Bomayim, also Lachvor.
So, Rabbi, I'm looking at the Rashba itself right now.
Yeah,
he's quoting Tosas, but instead of saying like Boy Harchaka Gimel. He says, "Loi boy har chaka kule hai."
Okay.
That's right. That's the Rashba.
Right.
By the way, there's a footnote of Rav Nachum quotes the Gra.
Yeah, he's quoting Tosas.
The footnote in Rav Nachum brings this Bira Gra as a proof.
Okay. So
it's a funny lesson, kule hai, because depending on the omnin, it could be a lot more. So kule hai is mashma definitely less.
Yeah, because
but he's coming from an angle and saying that if not for Masunta, I wouldn't need it. I wouldn't need so much if not for Masunta. That means that we're accepting that Kamara Mara would never be more.
But that's not true, we're saying, because if it's very heavy equipment, very deep foundation.
That's your Sara. You know,
I guess at the time of the Gemara.
I thought Rebbe just said the Kefiha Umnin. What does that mean?
Kefiha Umnin, that they figure out based on how much digging.
Or that's always less than three? If you're digging a mile down, I don't understand why Rebbe is
the commission
between
says,
three and zero. The other choice is zero.
A bore with water is three. Yeah,
but once
now we have a bore without water.
It's a question of Matthias. We're so sure if they're digging down, you know, to build the World Trade Center. I mean, like, well, what's it? It's a million different cases.
Choice is zero.
I don't know.
The choice is three.
Made the choices? Who made the choices?
In Pshat and Tosfos. In other words,
if the Rashba is saying Kule Hai, how does the Rashba know that it's definitely going to be less than three? Once it has to go in, you have to send it in for the planning department. How does he know that?
Because it says only because of water. So we're trying to ask the question. It says Mara Mara.
Right.
Heretz is. If it's Heretz is. only because of Mara Mara, Taki, you wouldn't need it. So you wouldn't need it. You wouldn't need it, it says.
So every mitzias of digging can be...
Okay, yeah, see, I have it. You happen to be... There happens to be a you're a little bit right, because they footnote on this Ramah, another Ramah, and we should look at this. We're reading Ramah Kuf Nun Hey Yud, and they tell you to look at the Ramah Kuf Nun Hey Zion, and Zion goes on the Din Rechayim, that it says you have to move three Tvachim, and there the Ramah says that three Tvachim is only Rechayim Kitana. But if it's a Rechaim Gedolim, then you have to move more than three Tvachim. In other words, they're making, you are right that they are saying that both things are true, and they're making him contingent, Zeb, is that. Just like this Ramah says that there's such a thing as less than three, so there is sometimes such a thing as more than three.
No, okay. I'm saying, but the Rajbo Lashon of Kulei Hai sounds very schwer.
Yeah, because he's talking about a normal hole without water.
Rechaim has nothing to do with water. What am I missing? That's later on.
But I think I'm bringing a raya to myself too.
You also need dalaramas, Rebbe, in order to plow next to somebody's wall. We already learned about Beis Avalvia. You can have all kinds of problems. You need dalaramas for the shard to go by. There's many times you need much more than three. We're just talking about the normal cases of a shchenim when it comes to digging in your yard. We're not talking about planting like we learned in that phase when it comes to climb. I mean, of course, there's other cases you need more. We're talking about our Mishnah.
I don't know if you people have the Gruah. Do people get the Gruah? The Gruah says, I'm reading that Gruah. Rat Salam are Samach Mamish, Kafir Shatay Ritav Yud Zayin. Can't go to the Rajba. Possess Jacob's order of Sakin. Who can now be Sif Zion by God? So now Sif Gra himself connects it to Sif Zion. So what's Sif Zion? Sif Zion is more. So what you see what the Gra is doing is he's connecting these two denim. In other words, it's probably what we're right that the two denim, in other words, the Gra is mashma, that the Rush. That argues with the Beis Yosef in Sif Yud would also argue with the Ramah in Sif Zayin. Right? Now, there's in Sif Yud, the Ramah says that sometimes you have to be marchik less than three tvachim. In Sif Zayin, he says sometimes you have to be marchik more than three tvachim. The Gra connects the two Ramahs together. So it's probably, I think what we were saying was, I still stand by what we were saying, is that those people that argue with the Ramah, they hold that there was a takana of three, no more and no less. And therefore, they argue Sif Zion and Sif Yud are totally Zebizah. The general Hashkat, there's a basic machloik is going on here. Is there only a takana of three? And if there's no three, there's no other takana. And therefore, it makes no difference. You can have a rechayim gadol. It's still only three. And you can have a little bit of hezek. It's still zero. Because there's no middles. The Ramah says that rechayim gadol is more than three. And mei raglayim and a war without water is less than three. So those two sheets are totally zebizah.
If the mission is trying to tell you, at the end of the day, according to the sheet that says that we have to get an expert to measure how much distance you need, so then what's three tvachim? Just say always.
No. The mission is telling you the distance. It's only.
Rabbi, I'm saying if you're going to end off saying that the psak is that if it's not these three cases that the Mishnah mentions, then you have to ask an expert. And why don't you always ask an expert? What's special about this three tvachim?
No, now it's telling you these are the norm. If you have a giant rechayim, so then it's different. If you have a boar without water, it's different.
It sounds like to me that I would think that there's something special going on here. That since it's only a grama, so when it comes to a grama, the Mishnah is telling you halacha. When it comes to a grama, we say three tvachim. Other cases where it's not a grama, it's direct. So then you ask an expert, what's the deal? No, otherwise, the
other cases are also not direct. They're no more direct than these cases. It's the same case. It's a pit without water. No more direct.
When you have
when it's a pit without water,
then it's direct, because when you're digging, you're directly injuring the ground.
Maybe the cases that the Mishnah brought are cases where they taka knew it was three tfachim. They knew that was three tfachim, so they could publish the harchaka. Everything, but it's based on the idea that what's the gan in this case. Like Anyplace else, you have to check.
That's very nice. Well, why don't say that like the Mishnah on Beis Amrav, Hakol Kamina Gamedina, or something like that. I mean, it's so funny that at the end of the day, really everything has to be looked at by an expert.
Except these, because these we know.
And I assume that most things don't be looked at an expert. It's only the unusual cases. The Mishnah puts a general rule for the normal cases. Okay, anyway, maybe if someone could send out these two. It's interesting. You should look at it.
I sent out the grah on the thing.
Maybe you should send out the Ramos also. Okay. Anyway, because the fact that the grah, I'm saying, why does the grah say it's a look and sit Zion? Is that he's connecting the two dinim. It's very interesting. Okay. All right.
Three is